B-Pod Studios.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
So without further ado, on the line with us, and he's brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute of Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. Visit rothmanspine.com. Mr. Adam Schefter. Good morning, Schefty.
Not just Mr. Adam Schefter, Mr. Lambo Lee.
Oh, that's right.
Adam Schefter.
Yeah, Adam, before we get to anything else, man, you got some ups, bro.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Listen, I jumped up there, and I was so proud of myself and so happy and so elated, and someone came over. They said, you want to see the replay? I'm like, yeah. And they showed it to me, and I said, that is the most embarrassing, humiliating thing I've ever seen in my life. I got about an inch and a half off the ground. I got zero hops.
But you made it, though. Uh-huh. You made it.
If it makes you feel any better, Schefty, many years ago, I was a stage manager for Sunday Night Football. I had to put up a utility box for Chris Collinsworth to get up there. But you, my friend, you got the hops.
Really? He needed a utility box to get up there?
I will say it wasn't in the end zone. It was like in the higher portion of the stadium, like anybody would have needed it. But, you know, whatever.
Well, that's where I was, too. I was just shocked at my lack of lift.
Yeah, well, we'll leave you out of the vertical test at the NBA Combine.
You were calling on that yeast.
It was very embarrassing. And like I said, I was just concerned, to be perfectly frank. All I wanted to do was to make sure that I didn't tear my Achilles, rip my groin, you know, pull a hamstring, do something that was bad. And I came out of it relatively unscathed, so I felt very fortunate to escape from there like that.
Adam, the football world would not turn anymore on its axis.
I mean, but every time...
If you went on the injured list.
Every time he's been put to the test, he's always passed the test. I mean, he did catch a ball out of the jug machine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did do a no-look throw into a plate. Bam.
There you go.
That was a few weeks ago on ESPN. That was that was one of my prouder athletic accomplishments in 52 years of life. Hitting a plate with a football.
Yes.
Ooh.
Very, very impressive. But unfortunately, Adam, right now, Philadelphia is not feeling too impressed with Howie Roseman. What's our level of concern? Did he get close? You always tell me how aggressive Howie is, and I believe you. The evidence is there. So how did all this come down with Jalen Ramsey?
Well, what's interesting is yesterday in the morning, as I was driving from Green Bay to Chicago, I got a call, hey, you need to be on the lookout for the Rams and Jalen Ramsey in the morning. And I said, well, what's going on? They said, well, now they're trying to trade Marcus Peters. And I said, okay, well, look, Aqib Talib was placed on IR on Monday. And then Marcus Peters, they're shopping. So if Talib is gone and they're shopping Peters, something's going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that out. And so I was flying home in the afternoon yesterday, and I couldn't connect to Wi-Fi from Chicago, and landed and saw that Marcus Peters was traded. And another reminder not to fly in the middle of the day, but that's neither here nor there. And so as soon as that happened, you knew, again, that was just reinforcing it, that Jalen Ramsey was going to be in play. Now, look, all Philadelphia cares about is, were the Eagles in it? What happened? And all I could say is I just think it heated up with the Rams over the last 48 hours. And I think the Eagles were the Eagles doing what they always do, which is being aggressive on every player, not just Jalen Ramsey. But if there's a guy out there that they think is a good player, they're always making calls. They're always inquiring. They're always making offers or seeing what it would take to get a deal done for that particular player. And I think they did that with Jalen Ramsey, too. And ultimately, I think that they decided, I don't know this, but it's not hard to assume it, they thought that the price was too steep. Like, I understand fans there this morning are probably very disappointed. Boy, we needed Jalen Ramsey. We could use Jalen. And they're right. I mean, I got that. You look at the Eagles secondary, and they have to do something at cornerback. But I don't think they ever were going to surrender two ones and a four. Just was more than they would want to pay for a cornerback as good as he is. Now, if they had been able to get him for a different price, a friendlier price, I think they would have been definitely interested in doing it. And I know a lot of people have brought up, you brought up to me, Zach Ertz. I can tell you, Zach Ertz has never come up in trade conversations between the Philadelphia Eagles and Jacksonville Jaguars.
All right, so when it comes to a guy like Howie Roseman, any deal that he's made at deadline time or even inching closer and closer to it as we are now, none of them involve first-rounders. Is Howie just a guy that is married to those first-round picks?
Yeah, no, he's looking for a value, as he should be. That's the right thing to do. You don't want to be desperate. Like, if anything, they felt like they overpaid a little bit on Golden Tate last year. And you learn from that going forward, right? Like, they didn't want to give up a three for Golden Tate, but in the end, that was what it was going to take to get it done for Golden Tate. So they went to a three. I think that they, with that experience, didn't feel like it was justified in the end. And so they're going to be careful with what they give up. It doesn't mean that they're not going to be aggressive. It just means they're going to be measured in how they treat certain transactions and moves. And I think that ultimately they cannot bring themselves to give up multiple picks the way that the Los Angeles Rams did, as much as they would have liked Jalen Ramsey and as much as they could use Jalen Ramsey.
All right, Chet, you said that they do need a cornerback, and there's no question about it. We've seen the play. Is there somebody that they can get in the measured department, in that department where it's comfortable for Howie, maybe before, and maybe not specifics, but in general, before that trade deadline?
Yeah, I would think there would be. Like, I would love to, if I were them, I would be, you know, the targeting a guy like Chris Harris in Denver.
Okay.
I think he's a really good player. And the problem is Denver's won its last two games, and this is what happened. So basically there are two more days before, or two more games before the trade deadline on Tuesday, October 29th. And if Denver should win on Thursday night against Kansas City, it's not going to be in the market to sell off players. It's just not. So if you're an Eagles fan and you want Chris Harris, you want Denver to lose its next two games and knock the Broncos from the race. Now, there are other cornerbacks out there. Chris Harris is a guy that immediately comes to mind. And it's up to Howie's department and him to go scour this list and figure out who they can get. It's not going to be a huge name like Jalen Ramsey or Marcus Peters, whose play had declined some. But it's up to them to go find a guy that you don't necessarily know, that isn't a household name, that can help upgrade their secondary.
What would you do maybe with a Patrick Peterson? Is that name available or not? Because there's been conflicting reports.
No, there's not conflicting reports. Teams have called the Cardinals, and the Cardinals have told them in no uncertain terms that they are not trading Patrick Peterson. So, yes, calls have come in, and callers have been told no deal, not happening. Now, that doesn't prevent a team like the Eagles from trying and saying, hey, we'll give you 2 ones for Patrick Peterson. I'm making this up.
Right.
And Arizona said, oh, okay. But I can tell you this. If the Jaguars got 2 ones and a 4 for Jalen Ramsey, what do you think the Cardinals would want for Patrick Peterson if they were even to entertain the notion, which they have told me flat out that they're not?
Right. So how is it different, though? Because Eagles fans hear that, and they'll say, well, I thought Jalen Ramsey wasn't available, and then all of a sudden he was traded. So everybody's for sale type of thing.
Well, there's a price on everybody.
Right, exactly.
Okay, and Jacksonville could say all along, we're not trading him. The Raiders said it on Khalil Mack. Every team says it on every player involved in a dispute. Always. Because it's in their best interest. Now, having spoken to the Cardinals last week about this, I don't believe they will trade him. But again, if I were a team like the Eagles, would I try? Yeah. Would I see if I could come strong with an offer that would be something that I could accommodate? Yeah. Do I think it's going to happen? I don't. But again, that's Howie's job and that team's job to see if there's a way to try to pry loose Patrick Peterson when the Cardinals say, we're not going to deal him.
All right, one last one as far as the defensive side of the ball goes. Xavien Howard from the Dolphins, he's dealing with a little bit of an injury right now, been dealing with that all season. Dolphins maybe still in sell mode a little bit after Minkah Fitzpatrick. Is he a guy that could be moved?
Yeah, but listen, teams have made calls on Xavien Howard in the past, and the Dolphins have told them that we're not trading him. And they just signed him and paid him all this money, which I think makes it more unlikely that they trade him. And as much as the Dolphins are willing to deal players and as open as they are to trades and tanking and getting as many picks as possible, I don't really sense that Xavien Howard is a guy that they're looking to move. Now, again, back to our earlier comment. If the Eagles want to pony up, which isn't going to be what they want to do, which isn't going to fit into the value category, yeah, maybe they could try to pry loose Xavien Howard. I don't think he gets traded either.
Shefty, how bad are things in Dallas right now? We look at highlights of players coming off the field. Jason Garrett putting his hand out. Nobody's slapping his hand. We know they've lost 3 in a row. You have the Amari Cooper injury. What is your feel with this team? What's going on with them, both internally and on the field?
Well, you know what's interesting about that is that And you guys know this better than I. You just asked me about the Cowboys, who they play Sunday night in a rather big game for first place in the NFC East. And all your city's talking about this morning, I'm sure, is why didn't they get Jalen Ramsey? What can they do at cornerback? Am I correct?
Yes, 100%.
You are.
Yeah, it's so funny. And so now you're on to the Cowboys, and you know you get a big game to get ready for on Sunday night. And in regards to Jason Garrett, what I love about this is I just think it's so funny. Is that, and correct if I'm wrong, but 3 weeks ago when they got to the 3-0 start, there was actual conversation about whether the Cowboys should extend Jason Garrett.
Right.
And why don't they extend him, and when are they going to extend him? And now, 3 weeks later, there are questions about should they fire Jason Garrett, and why aren't people slapping his hand walking up the field? So it just, it's so typical of the way that we view and consume sports. But it's great. I mean, it keeps it going. And it keeps it lively and interesting. And I would just say that I've always felt that Jason Garrett was going to have a strong season. And I, you know, when you say define a strong season, I just mean they look good, they're competitive, they make a playoff type run to keep his job. And I always felt that if they fell short and had a disappointing type season and go on an extended losing streak of some sort, that his job would be in jeopardy. I always felt that was the case. And so we've gotten both ends of the spectrum so far this season. 3-0, give him an extension. 0-3, fire him. And we'll see what plays out in the final 10 games.
Do you think Amari Cooper's playing on Sunday?
I don't.
You do not think Amari Cooper's playing? Okay.
I don't think Amari Cooper will play on Sunday.
Is there a name in the wide receiver bunch that could be available through trade that you see a guy being dangled out there, maybe like Golden Tate was last year?
Again, let's go back to Denver. Emmanuel Sanders is the obvious one. I mean, that stands out to me as a guy. Stephon Diggs, again, we're not trading him. Okay, well, we'll give you a 1, a 2, and a 6. I'm making this up.
Right.
Okay, well, we'll trade Stephon Diggs then. Mm-hmm. I mean, again, price on everybody. You know, are you willing to pay? The Vikings aren't looking to trade Stephon Diggs. They're not just going to trade Stephon Diggs. But if they got blown away by an offer and got 2 1s and a 4 the way the Jaguars did, yeah, we're trading Stephon Diggs.
Adam Schefter, so last thing for you, and just to circle back to the Jalen Ramsey thing, and I know we'll move on to the Cowboys a little bit later in the week here in Philly, but right now it's reactionary when it comes to Jalen Ramsey.
Very rarely do you hear in Philly in the week that the Eagles are playing in first place, the Cowboys can wait, but let's go back to Jalen.
I understand that, and that it is an odd thing, but you don't get the sense, or you do get the sense that it came down to those two number ones, and the Eagles were out.
Well, it's 2 1s and a 4.
Right, two number ones and four, right.
And, again, I just believe that that price was too steep for them. I do believe that they spoke to the Jaguars, as they should have. That's the right thing to do. I don't know where they came in on an offer. I don't know exactly what they offered. But I know that Zach Ertz was not a part of those conversations. That I can tell you for a fact.
Understood.
Shefty, real quick, who were your first two picks in your NBA draft?
Bob, I'm glad you asked. It's this Sunday night, 9:15 Eastern.
Oh, I thought it was last. I apologize. No, all right.
And so, again, at 12 and 13, the group of guys that I'm considering now would be a group that consists of, depending on who's there, Damian Lillard, which I would love if he fell. I don't think he will. Bradley Beal, I don't think he'll fall. But if he is, I'll take him. Drew Holiday, Luka Doncic, Trae Young, any of those guys you feel particularly strong about?
Yeah, Doncic I like.
Me too.
Yeah, I think the first two you mentioned will be there. I think Damian Lillard will be there for you.
That would be a dream.
All right, there you go.
I've done about 15 mocks. He has not been there at in one of them.
Yeah, but you're in a group that doesn't know the NBA like you.
No. I'm in a group that's pretty sharp. Actually, one of the guys is the NBA editor, and he's picking right in front of me, which really bums me out.
That always hurts.
Slot.
Yeah. So, well, good luck, buddy.
That's the group. But before I let you go, that's the group I'm considering. Give me one breakout guy across the league, a guy that you like. This could be a six, could be anybody, that you say this guy's going to have a really good year.
I will give you a sixer, and it's a higher name, but I think this guy's going to be an all-star this year, and he's going to give you numbers across the board, and that's Tobias Harris.
That may be my third-round pick, so, you know, if he's there at 35, 36, he may be on per sources.
There you go.
Very good.
My man.
Adam, it's a great name for your team, by the way. Adam, always great talking to you, and now we're going to get right back to Cowboys conversation, probably sometime tomorrow when we calm down.
Please pick that up, resume it soon, and I appreciate having me. We'll talk next week after the big game Sunday night.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.